No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Steve Simple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. I thought it felt a little warmer on the way in this morning. I took the recycling out before I left the house. Bill said I had my big coat on. I do have my big warm winter coat on, but it felt like it was warmer than it's been the last couple of days.
It is.
You just feel the same?
100%.
Is that crazy?
Nice. I was talking to Ron last night, my dad. He says they're like looking at it like an incredible cold front, like in the teens today.
Yeah, by the end of the day.
Is that so?
So right now it's warm.
This is the warmest it's going to be.
Yeah, okay. It's really nice out right now.
It is super nice for winter.
Right now.
It's great.
This is the warmest it's going to be. When you get up out of your little bed tomorrow.
You're looking at teens,
Steve? Where's your headset at?
It's in my hand.
Okay. Yes, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be three.
Three degrees.
Sounds delightful.
It'll be
great.
3 degrees.
Can't wait for that.
That's a big change. Mm.
Listen, we're at the store now.
God, we are at the store. We're talking
weather,
about we yeah. absolutely
idle
it's
weather
part
talk.
Of the deal.
Weather.
Part of the deal.
Idle weather talk.
This is also part of, isn't it part of when you go shopping, right? This is part of your shopping, the weather. So tomorrow, we always talk about that what they're going to talk about, the checkout line.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, grocery store talk. Yes. I don't even know if people do it.
They do. They absolutely do.
Oh, yeah.
I said Hy-Vee on Sunday, or somebody's talking about the weather, said, wow, this is like idle chit-chat.
Now, next week, it'll be in, this is according to Greg, in the 40s. It'll bump into the 40s and 50s next week. We just have to.
That's a bold take by Greg.
Yeah.
We have to endure.
Greg has us in the 50s.
40s, okay. 50s next week.
Yeah, you said 50s.
I do see 49 next Wednesday via my app.
Okay.
But also some snow maybe this weekend too.
We have to endure a little bit. I'm already shoveled out a little bit, by the way.
You're too shovely.
Yeah. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. all right, I'll quit.
It's too bad it's December 3rd for you.
I'll quit belly.
Just started.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have anything else except I'm amazed that we haven't cussed more. I don't know why we've thought about that.
We're very professional in these airwaves.
We made it this far without... Me and Jake have been going 10 years, and we didn't get banned.
Yeah.
And we're cussers.
And I've never heard... Like, I think I said the slips one time on something. That I
yeah,
had
you
to
didn't
get,
say
I
it. I don't think you said the
It wasn't a bad word, though, really. It was No, one. I wouldn't say it was a... Whatever, it wasn't like a bad word. I don't know why I had to get dumped for something. I think it was
I don't remember that.
I don't remember dumping you anything.
Maybe I didn't get dumped.
I don't think you got dumped.
I think a word maybe slipped.
You're
out.
Good. You're really good about it.
Yeah, I don't think that we ever dumped you, Bill.
But that was always a concern of mine coming on radio. It was just all of a sudden, just something just coming out. Whoa!
Oh God! As much as I cuss, it's a borderline.
I know for a fact that I heard the rhymes with hit. By Sarkeesian yesterday when he was on New Heisel and Childers. I know.
Really?
Yeah, something. Well, you know
what did he say?
It's crazy, you know, crazy hit, you know, stuff going on like that. And
did he say that?
Yeah, and it was like, oh, wow, I know I heard that.
Yes, you can drop that in so easy. Yeah. That's what I mean. Of the three of us, I think I cuss the most off air. Bill second, Jake third.
I don't know.
Oh, Jake's right.
Are you
there.
Right there?
I think I'm right there with
are
you.
Are you right
probably.
There?
I don't like to admit that, but it's probably
well, is
true.
That a, is that really a bad thing? Like, is that a bad character sign that you cuss?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it's the most endearing thing for somebody.
I don't think it's something if I, it's not like going, I'll tell you one thing, Laura, I drop the F-bomb 10 times a day.
I don't think,
Yesterday only ate and I upped it. So
I don't think that's something you're proud of.
Yeah,
you don't brag about it. Exactly.
You don't brag about
it. If you don't brag about it, then it's probably not a great thing.
Probably not a great thing. Yeah, it's like.
I get it. But you wouldn't say I cuss way too much and it's repulsive or anything.
No, okay. Not at all.
Bolt says you should hear Jake on the golf course. Yes, good example of a person I don't like and myself of the profanity that drops sometimes.
Is that our Bolt?
That's our Bolt, yeah.
We only have one. There's one Bolt.
Do you really cuss a lot?
I get angry on the golf course.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah,
I would have loved to have been somewhere even with Jake in the tennis game or golf game because I would be in his head from the time we got by the time we got into the parking lot.
You would.
Oh, I would have been it'd have been immediate. Yes, immediate.
What would you say for?
I don't know, but there you get
my
know,
head.
You could get into Jake's head pretty. It's like that. Oh, I didn't know you changed your backswing, Jake.
that's a good
like
one.
Do you always turn the club with your wrist like that in the backswing?
Those are good.
Those are good.
Those are good for a golfer.
Just drop little things in there and just. Oh, man.
I think those would drop for a lot of golfers if you worked with anybody. You'd say, wow, that's changed a little bit, hasn't it, Jake?
I don't imagine you cussing a lot.
I'm glad you feel that way, but I tend to sometimes get a little lippy out there.
Lippy, I get.
Lippy with profanity.
Okay.
Not proud of that.
I don't know.
I don't brag about that. It's something that I don't.
No, I never brag about cursing, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I'm just surprised it's not been a problem.
The fact is, we're professional on this show.
Pretty much.
As much as we can be.
Sean Callahan hugged me yesterday.
Well, okay, now that is a headline. That's a headline right there, Bill.
He hugged me.
Hugged me.
He hugged me yesterday. Yes, I did the Big Red wrap up last night, and then Sean comes on right after does his big recruiting spiel, which he does a great job of. And so we had that little moment where like kind of in that kind of an interchange like that. I'm kind of like, hey, Sean.
Okay, so when you walk onto the set,
yes.
So he was after.
So I was walking off the set. He was kind of coming on the set, and he went with an embrace, and it was nice.
Wait, was this a bro hug or like a full two arms around?
It might have been double. I think it might have been more of like
his hands.
Was there any It was probably maybe more. But I don't know. I think it was bear paws. I think I got bear pawed. Yeah, I think it was.
Not this.
No, I think it was open
hand hug.
I think. I'm not sure if it was open hand or not, but it was more of a bear hug, I think, than just.
When he goes, when I go on that show and he's sitting there, he doesn't even get out of his chair when I go on. He hugged you.
Well, he was coming. He was way in the back.
I know, but still, I get it.
But you see him every day. I don't get to see Sean every day. So I appreciate the hug, and I'll tell him that later on the show today.
Oh, you're telling him.
Did you respond to the hug in real time saying, okay.
No. We just went our own direction.
Okay.
That was it.
All right.
Sean was going live. My segment was done.
The big horse gave you a bear hug. I'm like, damned. Wow.
And he works out.
Is this hug on video somewhere at all?
I don't think so. I don't know if it would
probably
be.
Probably. NET, help us out here.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're filming all the time.
I think they are. NET, send us the hug.
As Steve will know, that's an incredible studio. It's been done for 2 years now, I think, but. Have they redone the studio? Oh, it's quite an upgrade from what it was from.
I remember the
one from like 3 years ago.
I've been in that one.
From 20 years.
It was like you're in someone's basement.
Yes.
And
easy.
And now it's incredible. It really is.
It's really. So did the show go well?
We had a good time. Yeah.
And it was you were with Damon Benning and who else?
Jay Moore
and Michael Sevier.
Yes.
God, the great Michael Sevier.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan. Nobody calls me out more, though. I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's good that you support him then.
Yeah, he keeps me straight on the text. I mean, if I say something, I get a text.
Fires one across the bow.
What was it yesterday that the poster on our Red Sea Scrolls said? Oh, it's time to have a conversation.
Sip knows nothing about football.
Sip knows nothing about football. Like the first response word. Yep, he's clueless.
I just love it. It's time to have the conversation. Sip knows nothing about football. And I want that so bad. I want it framed.
Wait, we need to get it framed for
sure. I want that. If there's any way we can track down that take.
It said my analysis is terrible. Damn.
That's not true.
There's some truth to it.
Well, everyone always has some analysis that you say something like, I think, whatever. I think so-and-so will probably win this game, probably run him off the field, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, those things do happen.
It's a weird world out there, Bill.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yes.
Jake, what are you looking at?
Well, I have to tell people, this is you know, signing day right now, early December 3rd, early signing day, and I've been trying my damnedest this morning to find the fax machine.
You've always
sounder.
Had it. You found it?
I don't know where it's at.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
Could you make the sound just with yourself manually, Jake?
No, try it. That's a very annoying sound.
Try it.
You know, that's a loud sound. It's very high. I'm not going to try that one. I can do bird noises. I can't do a fax machine.
Do a bird quick.
Cheep, 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 cheep.
His face is the best.
Cheep,
cheep, cheep, cheep. Bird noises. Jamal Rule signs with Nebraska today.
Okay,
it's one of nine. Okay, one of the nine has officially signed his LOI.
He's a running back. From Carolina.
I'm so pissed I can't find this fax machine. Now, sometimes there's classes of like 27 or 28 kids. And during the show, we'd have 25 signs. We'd play that sound, the fax machine, 25 times in the show. I think people liked it the first five, and they wanted to, you know,
it would get a little annoying
after the last 20 of them, probably.
It'd get a little annoying, yeah. But I like the fact you stuck with it. Because you don't want to be the guy that signed 22nd and not get the fax.
We support all the signees. No. I don't know where it went. This is depressing to me.
Jamal Rule did sign though.
Yes,
and who was that?
6 foot, 205-pound running back, 3-star guy from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's rated the 33rd player overall in the state of North Carolina. I mean, fine. So they got 9 guys coming in.
So eight more to go. They said maybe an Australian kicker at some point today, too.
What was the news on that? There was news yesterday. Well, I didn't.
Just still idle chit-chat, by the way.
Yeah,
news is idle chit-chat.
Yeah, just hold on.
You on three, this is a recruiting website.
Nebraska, the headline is this popped yesterday. Nebraska to add Australian kicker to this class, to the 2026 recruiting class. So I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Jake. It's Michael Sarakaisis.
That sounds good. We'll go with that.
That's probably pretty. A kicker with Pro Kick Australia is joining the Huskers, recruited by Eckler. Obviously, the second time Nebraska has dipped into Australia for a specialist since Eckler returned. So there's that. So he's added to a roster that they already have Kyle Cunanan and John Hole. There you go.
Do you know if he's a kickoff specialist or
good question?
But I want to say before we go on, that does raise the class to 10. I keep saying 9. It's actually 10. I don't know if he's I don't know what his background is. We have a very small report on it, and we'll find out more today when. We'll find out today, Bill, when the head coach addresses reporters about the class.
What time is that going to be?
11 a.m.
Are you prepared?
Yeah, mostly, yeah. I mean, it'll be a press conference that's a little bit about the class and a lot about other stuff, right? Right?
Which is crazy if you think about this.
Right.
Imagine having a press conference on signing day, and it's a little bit about the class, and then we're going to other stuff, though. Usually that was like
100.
It was by person. You went through the whole thing. It was, like right. I said, we're not better times anymore.
This sounds like Bugaboo Tuesday.
I'm going Bugaboo Wednesday again because you guys are ready for that for a wild card.
I like
things
Bugaboo,
that bother me.
I like Bugaboo.
Amazing what bothers me daily. And it's going to be about football, but there's something that's bothering me.
As Sip said, you Bugaboos are good every day of the week, Bill. We're always good with a Bugaboo.
So, yes. But that was like, even Sean said that real briefly. We just had that brief. He goes, sign day tomorrow. I said, yeah. I go, no one cares. He goes, yeah. I mean, he agrees. Like, it was what it used to be and what it was like and all the stories that go down. And now it's nothing like that anymore, especially because, again, Nebraska could sign 40 today if they wanted to. There's no number anymore. You have to have a number you have to be at on the top end, wherever you choose to be. But you can be as high as 105 on scholarship.
Hey, here's the good news. Sean's coming on today at 8 o'clock
today,
and he will explain to you very clearly, and Sean's really good about big picture stuff, really good, and he will tell you why the class is small and why it probably needs to be small.
That's a tease right there.
Yeah, in a big picture sense, why it needs to be small. So that's that.
The interesting part will be to probably one interesting facet of it would be to compare with other Big Ten schools. You know, what does Ohio State sign today? What does Oregon sign today? What does
bigger,
Illinois sign today?
I think most will be bigger classes.
Most be bigger, do you think? I don't know that. I really don't. Because I don't think this signing date, if this isn't a Nebraska thing, it's across the country. It's not a big deal.
I could be wrong. But I just think Nebraska's situation right now is such that it calls for this.
Again, for Indiana, for example, I mean, they get 70 players in the portal last year. How big was their signing day class last year? They went almost all portal.
I don't know.
I don't think they really care about where they obviously don't care at all where they rank in these things, because they just prove everything wrong every year now with Cignetti. They keep saying they have the lowest ranked talent composite rankings in the Big Ten. Oh, we're number two in the country. Who cares about your ranking?
Number two.
And they were picked. They're okay. Behind Purdue in the Big Ten in terms of composite talent rankings this year.
To answer your question, USC has. They have.
They're one of the higher ranked classes.
Yeah, they're number one in the Big Ten.
Okay. They got 34 commits, right?
34.
Okay. Nebraska's got 10. Oregon. USC has 34.
Yeah, Oregon has 19. Ohio State has 28. Michigan has 28.
Georgia has like 30.
Yeah. All these teams have a lot.
I would still, I'm sure, like I said, Sean will explain it to us. I would still be hard pressed for me not to think you shouldn't be in the 16 to 17.
Wisconsin has 14. Mm. That's a low one. Penn State has 4. Of course, they're in a situation.
For a reason, yeah.
Yeah. UCLA has 18. Similar, I guess. So, yeah, Sean will explain it. Nebraska's roster is really young. That's part of it. It is a young roster, like 91 underclassmen, but whatever.
Anything else for you? I don't chit-chat sip at all.
No.
Bill, anything else?
That wraps it up for me.
Okay. I nothing for me. It was a pretty slow day yesterday.
Kind of a slow day.
I just pre-wrote stories. I had to pre-write an Emmett Johnson Big Ten running back of the year. I don't know that he is.
Ooh, that was almost breaking news.
No, I don't know that he is, right. But you got to have it just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time doing stuff that may or may not happen.
What'd you find out? Is Emmett playing in the bowl game?
I don't know. We don't know.
That's
that.
A question well, for the, today the, with Matt that, Rule, I would assume.
That's an insider. You're an insider. I felt we could go to an insider.
I don't know that. I don't know that he's. I wonder if he's even decided. Yeah. He had a ridiculously good year as you put together the story. I mean, like a weirdly good year in terms of, statistical, even in a historical.
Well, how about the two and he was. Third in the country in rush yards, and third in the country in rushing yards behind the guy from Jacksonville State and Hardy from Missouri. 1,451 yards for Emmett Johnson.
Here's the stat that got me yesterday. Here's a stat. In the last 35 seasons, Johnson, Emmett, and Eddie George are the only players to total 1,100 rushing yards and 300 receiving yards in a Big Ten season.
Now that shocks me because I did not picture Eddie George with those catches. Did you? Would you have said that? I had no knowledge. And I actually had a chance to coach against Eddie George when I was a graduate assistant at Wisconsin. And that was something. I remember playing Ohio State, and it appeared as if the field might tip over.
Was he so
how big they were. Everyone.
Oh,
it was just like – and we're at Wisconsin. We were pretty big ourselves. But it was like I've never seen a team look like that. We had just beaten Michigan the week before, and we went to Ohio State, and it was like, oh, wow, this is some grown men here.
So in the last 35 years, just Johnson and Eddie George with that stat, since 56 – he's only the seventh Big Ten player to accumulate 1,400 rushing yards and 350 receiving yards since 56, just seven. So even historically, he was excellent. Then he had a big November, which I really appreciate.
There was a number last night that was I had a hard time listening because I was a ways off the stage when the Big Red Wrap-Up crew was
you
talking.
Were in the dark.
But in the dark, in the back.
Yes.
And I believe it was Michael Sevier that said it. It was roughly the number was 80% of the Nebraska versus Iowa.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
That Emmett was 80% of the offense of the production.
Is that right? Sounds
79 to 80%.
Well, he had,
well, there, he had 300 yards.
And I should know that. He had like 250 yards. Yeah, about that.
So he had one guy had 80%. I mean, that happens at quarterback.
He ran for 221. He had, I think, 25 yards receiving. Yeah. So, yeah, 300 yards was about the whole thing.
That's a top 10 defense, by the way.
And then also you're looking at it and you're just saying, like, hey, what's kind of the focus on the other side? I think this Emmett Johnson guy is a guy we might want to focus in on. He had 170 yards rushing in the first half.
Okay, so. and that's part of a November. He was incredible in November. In fact, he led the country in yards from scrimmage during November. Okay. I mean, he had more of a monster season than I even thought. And the fact that he did it in November, I don't know about you, Bill. I just respect the month of November in football more than anything.
I have a hard time believing that. Don't you think he has a real chance of being first team All-American? Him and Love. Love's going to be, even though Love is fourth or whatever, he will be first team All-American.
But here's the problem. He wasn't even a finalist for the Doak Walker. It's three other guys. It was Hardy, it was Love, and it was Lacey. Those are the three guys.
The Hardy thing is, it's a little bit, he doesn't catch any passes. Johnson's definitely more versatile than Hardy.
That surprised me. I didn't know that on the Doak.
He did not. It was three guys. It was Lacey, Jeremiah Love, and Hardy.
You could be right. We'll see.
I think he's very deserving of All-American, but that was not a good, probably a good sign for Emmett for that.
His 802 yards from scrimmage were the most by a Husker in the month of November in at least 30 years. Okay? 802 yards from scrimmage were the most by a Husker in at least 30 years in the month of November. It's crazy. Yeah, he had a year.
Yeah, the part that stands out the most with him is just slash yards after contact slash yards that he got on his own, because it was a ridiculous number.
And he kept doing it.
Of yards that he got on his own. So if it was like the number of times it was blocked to get three and it got six were a lot. I mean, I'm sure if he broke down that, you know, you can do analytics now like that. And yards after contact is a normal one. That's been around forever.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can do even different stuff where it's like, you know what? This is not after contact because he made a couple guys miss, and then he did this, and he finished, and it was like really, really remarkable.
Yep. Sean will have that. He could have that also. He has that stat, I'm pretty sure. He also did it. Johnson did it against Power Four. I mean, it's not like he just loaded up.
No. His stats in the conference play were incredible.
Yeah. He averaged 123.3 rushing yards per game in the 10 games against Power Four.
I also heard the stat last night also that he had three runs. His longest run came in the last three games, so he upped his longest run.
70 yards against Iowa, against, right?
So then it went backwards. He has another one against, was it 50, 60 yards, wherever it was.
Against Maryland, he had a big one. That was
yeah, he had a big one against Maryland. But,
oh, yeah, 55 against Penn State, the first drive, right?
So yep, he had he just upped his just kept also getting better. Large numbers, you know. Now, I will say this. When you watch that run, his big run against Iowa, that was schemed slash blocked up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't one of those incredibly dynamic runs. Like he had better 10-yard runs than that one as far as how it was blocked, because it was well blocked, and then the receivers did a great job on it.
Emmett Johnson, I'm glad we talked about him. I think he'll be the Big Ten running back of the year. I don't know that.
Who else could it be?
I don't know who else it
who
could
else
be.
Would even be
the
in
only the guy in the conversation would be the running back from Rutgers, Antoine Raymond.
Yeah. You don't think Catron would be?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
I think you're right. I don't think you're wrong.
It'd be very disappointing if Catron Allen was the running back of the year for a team that went 6-6. Yeah, it wasn't all his fault, but
well, he didn't have a great year.
If you look at it stats-wise and what he meant for their team, Emmett Johnson meant a lot more than I think Catron Allen did for Penn State.
Nebraska's never had a Big Ten running back of the year. Almir wasn't that guy. He didn't win it.
It had to be Melvin Gordon.
Is Melvin Gordon. Yeah. Good job.
Well, that was Bill was there. He's 56-17.
So that was 2014. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't win it. Almir had a big year in 2013, too, but someone else won it that year. Oh, it was an Ohio State running back. I can't say
that
his name.
That wasn't Zeke Elliott. No. That'd be before Zeke.
How about if you go back to Big 12, Big 8?
I don't even know that they have an award.
Don't know. I didn't really know. When you start talking about Big Ten running back of the year, I didn't really know
it's
there was.
It's called the Amici Dane Big Ten running back of the year.
Yeah.
Do you know who Amici is?
What's that?
Amici?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, played for the Colts.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Ron Dane.
Ron Dane.
Here's the name. Yeah. The running back you're talking about was Carlos Hyde for Ohio State, 2013.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Big.
Thank you to AI.
He was downhill.
He was good.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
Played in the NFL for several years.
He did for the Texans and the Niners,
And the Niners, I remember being with the Niners. I think he had about 6-7 year career.
We just tipped our cap to Emmett Johnson.
We will do that for a long time. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps.
We've been doing that for a long time.
Field data. they help farmers call the right shots
tip
to the ground.
Tip our hat to Joey.
Learn more today at 738 Ag. .com. Speaking of signing day, there's big news yesterday in college football, and this is a sign of the times. Things are just weird right now. Number one quarterback in the land, his name is Jared Curtis, flipped his commitment from Georgia to Vanderbilt. Following the footsteps of Diego Pavia, the top quarterback in the country will be going to Vanderbilt. These are very strange times. These are very interesting times.
He's from Nashville.
He is.
He's from the city. I bet he's pretty swept up in it, right?
Probably is.
Swept up in the excitement.
And you never know. You don't know what is lined up ahead of him at Georgia. You don't know what that competition level is or what that's like. And also, they've just done a really good job there. And he's from Nashville. And it's like, you know what? We can do this right here. And I have a chance to be at home and do something special. Because it appears right now, which I do not agree with, that Vanderbilt's not going to make the playoffs. And they're a big boo. They're a 10-2 team in the case you can build for them. I think right now this is the most compelling. I really think that if I were in the room down in Grapevine, Texas, I think there would be like hands thrown.
Who would you throw hands with?
I don't know. I can't handle right now. I really struggle
just
with
anybody.
Anybody. I just want to fight everybody.
And punch you in the face. Yeah. Why me?
Ohio State won. Shut up! No way!
Watch Bush.
Yeah,
keep running. Looking to throw hands.
Look at him. Look at him. Keep an eye on him over there.
Look at his eye.
He's got some Vandy deal.
He's sitting on Vanderbilt.
Why does Bush have a Pavia jersey on? Sitting over in the corner in front of his computer.
His face is getting very red. He's boiling in anger over there.
I just lose it on like they say when they talk about they have such a hard on strength of schedule. Is number one. Number two is head to head, and I just don't see how Miami can be behind Notre Dame
because
I just don't see because they because what it's like. Well, what What was one of your big wins, Miami?
Yeah.
We beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
One of our big losses? Why is Notre Dame in? Well, it had a really big loss against who? Against Miami. I mean, that's number two, and they are the ones that built it. I listened to Sarkisian go all day yesterday, and his points were really good. Mm-hmm. But they didn't get it. No one countered him when they just said, but you did lose to Florida.
And
there's two games that are hard to unsee.
Yeah.
Mississippi State and then Kentucky. Those games are hard to unsee with that. And there is three, and they have a bad loss to Florida. The strength of schedule still matters that. But with Miami and Notre Dame, how does it not – at some point in time, you just say, all right, we got to put one of these teams in. How is this not Miami?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
I get you. I hear you. Anyway, this guy, he's probably going to he'll get some money, obviously. A lot of money. It was interesting because he said his family wanted him to go to Georgia. Like he kind of went against the people in his life, which was mildly interesting to me. The comp is Jay Cutler. One of the 247 guys said he's like a Jay Cutler type of quarterback.
That's a pretty good quarterback.
Right?
Cutler at Vanderbilt playing in the NFL.
He was good.
Cutler's good. Who did Texas lose to, by the way? Back and forth here.
I'd say they lost to Florida.
Ohio State.
And why am I drawing the blank?
I got
Georgia, right?
Georgia.
And so the Florida's where that's
Florida,
at.
Florida went 4-8. I mean, come on. You lost three games. You lost to Florida. You're not in.
At Georgia, they lost 35-10.
You had a great win against A&M. Awesome.
They did.
You can't discount these losses that are crushing.
The week before, A&M was down 30-3 to South Carolina.
They were
down 30-3. So anyway, I don't agree with where that's at. And I have a hard time seeing that Vanderbilt is 14th. I mean, with who they've beaten, where they've lost, they lost to Texas by three.
Yeah, 34-31.
Alabama, they turned the ball over, didn't play well at Alabama. So both of their losses are on the road.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Just heard a sound fire up over here.
No, you got?
Yeah, I heard something.
Oh, no.
Jake's been working on it for hours.
Is that it?
There it is.
Is that it?
There it is.
It's not the different one.
It's awful.
That's just the worst sound in the world. It's not my sounder. It's disappeared. But yeah, we got some.
Any new news?
We got some signees here for Nebraska. We already mentioned Jamal Rule has signed. Larry Miles has signed.
Okay.
Where's Larry?
He's
from
the Sunshine State. He's a receiver from Florida.
Okay.
He's a little, or not real little, 5'11", 175, Winter Garden, Florida.
Okay.
Who else?
And one more so far, Nalen Scott.
Oh, he's the big boy. Yeah, he's
Nalen
the big
Scott.
Horse. So he's 6'2", 210 receiver from Powder Springs, Georgia. He's a top 100 kid in Georgia. Bill, you don't have to weigh in, but I always say if you're a top 100 in Georgia, you must be all right.
Must be all right, yep.
So there you go. Nalen Scott, Larry Miles, Jamal Rule, and did you say anybody else?
That's it so far of the 10 we're expecting today.
So one of the rules for this, a simple little note for the Breakers, is that – you have to sign after 7 o'clock. So you always at 7:01. You cannot sign at 5:50 in the morning. So what you're seeing now is East Coast, and so that's why
you're seeing those.
We didn't know that, Bill.
So if you have a West Coast guy, his stuff will not come in until 9-something Nebraska time.
That'll be after the show where we hear from Luke Sorensen. From Anaheim Servite.
Yes, that should be a 9-something happening. And you want it in right away. I'm just telling you, if you have someone that's like, so that's why you would always be in at 5-something in the morning, because you always had some East Coast signings. So they're expecting that to come across. At 6:01, you're expecting it to come in. And then you have to make sure they write it on you have to put the time down and sign it. And the number of times where you get one, you go, oh, they didn't. Mom forgot to sign or something's on. Or they put down 6:50. Yes, send it back to him and say,
God dang it.
To him and make it 7 a.m. And all those things. So, but that's the reason. That's what's going on there.
That's interesting.
We did not know that. Did we?
I did not know
the 7:01 thing.
Me and Jake went 9 years without knowing
Thank
that.
Thank you, Bill. We learned something on this. Great.
What's the time in Chandler, Arizona?
Yeah, I'm always confused if they're in saving.
I don't know which one. I think right now there's an hour. I think they're mountain time right now.
Okay,
but so, I'm completely guessing. So, what am I thinking? I have no idea.
So Rex Waterman.
It's 5:30. Yeah, they're 1 hour behind us. 5:33 a.m. there.
Okay. All right, there you go. We're off and running.
We are.
That's all I know. I wish I knew.
Three signees so far for Nebraska.
No matter how you cut it, even if you're an older team, some of those teams that have 30 that are signing day in high 20s, mm-hmm. that's a lot. Those are big classes. No matter how you cut it, those are big classes.
How about USC? And that's probably, I suppose, you know, people that say, what's going to happen with Lincoln Riley? He's not on the hot seat, I don't think.
9-3 is not on the hot seat. They would like better. This is not going to not be in the playoff. They would like
better. He could go to his AD and say, hey, we have the number one class in the Big Ten.
How about the country? Yeah.
Are they one in the country?
Yeah. And part of that is, remember, this all is based off of, it's the same thing. This is based off of numbers, too. Mm-hmm. So it's you cannot have the number one class with 15.
100.
You can't do it. So that's why you get the bonus and the bump. And sometimes you'll see, well, Georgia was, now they were 18th this year. Well, like you said, when everybody signed 25 and they signed 9 or 14 or whatever it was, their numbers are way down. So they don't do a good job, and there probably is. I have to ask Sean that. There's a matrix for that, mm-hmm. Of how do you just, what's the average that I want to know? It's not the best class. I want to know, hey, what'd this class do? They averaged, 4.2 in stars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I want to know is who you signed. What was the quality of who you signed?
Well, that's a good idea.
Here's like the top 10. So USC right now, 34 commits, 1 5-star, 24 stars, 13 3-stars. Notre Dame's got 27 commits. They have 4 5-stars. 15 4-stars. Oregon's got 19 commits, 5 5-stars. Ohio State just has one 5-star, but 28 commits for this class.
So all those schools that you named off, I'm shocked. I'm completely shocked. You said USC had 3-stars?
USC, it says here has 13 3-stars.
That shocks me, Steve, because in general, mm-hmm. if you're going to an Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, if you were a 3-star, you go to a 4-star. Mm-hmm. Just the offers that you have makes you a 4-star.
I know,
and so, which is one of those things I don't agree with, but that's true. It is true. It's like, hey, and there's always jostling from people on staff trying to get, hey, we got to get him to a 4-star, get him to a 4-star, and that happens. So I'm shocked that there's that many 3-stars, just because usually if you're a USC commit, you just automatically go into the 4-star category.
Tennessee 24 commits, A&M 26 commits, Miami 29, Texas 24. Bama 24, Georgia 28, Nebraska's got 10.
So Sean will explain.
I guess it is a still pick day.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not in that.
It's a pretty big day.
If those guys are in the 30s or high 20s, I'd say it's pretty
a lot.
I know I'm always in the minority on this show, but I don't regard it as a big
these
day.
Are you
saying that Jake always agrees with me? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, okay. Look at these classes. Okay. Yeah.
Jake's right on
USC, not a playoff team. Notre Dame, potential playoff team. These are the top 10. Oregon, playoff team. Ohio State, number one team in the country. Georgia, playoff team. Bama, likely playoff team.
They get the bump.
Texas, no. They have 25 players, though. 25 commit. Miami, maybe a playoff team, 29.
Jake, he's pulling the lawyer move on you. He's just got facts, Steve.
No.
He's got facts on
you. All those top 10 teams besides two of them are playoff teams.
Every year, you're not exactly uncovering anything.
But what I'm saying is that they have
every single year for the last.
Jake has broke a story.
For the last 25.
But they have 25 to 30 players, though, is what I'm saying. They're not just. It's like they're like 7 players. They're top 10. They have 30, 25 players.
Well, whatever.
Nebraska's taking a different approach.
Now, you guys can put your go all in on recruiting rankings. I don't.
I'm not. No, I did not say.
Say that? Now you're putting words in our mouths, Steve.
I simply said that
all of a sudden,
for those who say it's not important, they have 25 to 30 commits per team. Nebraska's got 10. That's mm-hmm. all I said. I don't care where they're ranked.
No,
it's whatever. The numbers, though.
Fine. If
you are hungry, which Sip might be, for breakfast,
I guess
brunch, or lunch.
Just whatever. That's what Steve said. Just whatever. Whatever. I guess we can just go wherever. Whatever bird.
whatever bird, yeah. Early birds at 19th
McDonald's.
And K.
The bird!
They're open right now, every day till 2
Wide open.
P.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. They've got
double
breakfast,
doors.
Tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, pancakes, French toast, and the world-famous Hash Holes.
Hash Holes.
Hash Holes.
Stop by today. Free and spacious parking at Early Bird, 19th and K in downtown Lincoln. When we come back and look at the updated playoff rankings next honorably break on the ticket.